Confessions of a Trainwreck. Hello, TGIF, and welcome back to another episode of Fast Fire Friday, which is, as the name suggests, a series of fast fire questions with my guest from Tuesday's episode, which this week was my gal pal, Lauren. Firstly, I quickly just wanted to thank you all for all of your lovely birthday messages, and if you didn't catch my episode on Tuesday or see the absolute charade on Instagram, this week I'm celebrating Trainwreck's third birthday. Woo! Also, quickly, I've recently been lucky enough to have been invited to be a guest on a number of other podcasts recently, which is actually super fun. I still don't understand why people want to talk to me, but I'm not questioning it. I'm just going with it. And I've had a lot of messages from you guys asking what podcasts they are. So last week I was interviewed on the Girls Uninterrupted podcast, which is a group of absolute slay queens in New Zealand, where we spoke about Sex and the City, vibrators, and getting through the absolute shit show that is 2020. What other one? Oh, I was also a guest on The Daily Talk Show, where I confessed a couple of things that I've never told anybody before, and we actually laughed a lot. So I've put the links to both of those episodes in this week's show notes. So if you are interested, give them a listen. And if you're not interested, then what are you doing here? Okay, again, I digress, which I have a real knack for doing lately, especially on Fridays. So let's get into this week's Fast Fire Friday.
How are you feeling?
I feel pretty good. How do you feel?
I feel great. Okay, tell me, what is the last thing that you watched on Netflix or Stan, or what's your streaming service of choice?
Netflix.
Okay.
Gosh, you know what? We went through this like hot phase of just watching Netflix hardcore during isolation when we were in first stage. Probably the thing I was like addicted to the most was Too Hot to Handle, and I don't think we've discussed this.
We actually haven't.
Yeah,
and
which
I'm surprised because it happened a long, long time ago.
And I was literally addicted.
I started watching it for the first time one night when I came home drunk, but I wasn't tired enough to go to sleep yet. And because I was a bit inebriated when I started watching it, I enjoyed it and got hooked far quicker than I think I would have had I not had alcohol in my system.
I just don't know how we haven't talked about this, and I wouldn't have expected you to be into it.
No.
It's
I just got very invested in Harry and Francesca.
Oh my God. I am dead for them.
They're not together anymore.
And you
though.
Know that he's like, I don't know if he's suing her, but like there's something that he's claiming that she has now like ruined his brand, like the breakup ruined his brand. I'm like, what the fuck?
Get a real job, Harry. If you are suing someone for ruining your reputation, who do you think you are? Taylor Swift?
Yeah, like, no. No, no. Bad blood, literally.
Oh, my God.
Yes, obsessed with that show, though. But I was also obsessed with Sharone and Rhonda.
Yes. So cute. I mean, what a great concept for a show. And if you haven't watched it, the premise is all of these hot single people get put on an island in a house, and they find out on the second day that there's prize money that's like, I think it's $100,000.
Yeah.
And every time any of them kiss or do
anything
remotely sexual, they get big money deducted. But there are lots of temptations that happen. So they win like a private night in a room alone.
And there's like activities where you're just getting close and like you're stuck in a house.
It's
on
basically
an
like Bachelor in Paradise.
On steroids.
On steroids.
With money.
American.
Yeah. You're not there to win someone's heart. You're there to win the money.
Absolutely.
But there's like just the characters were just amazing.
They
like
were.
Some of them were duds. Like some you just don't see. And then they pop up and you're like, oh.
They were just there.
They're still there.
Yeah.
And hate to ruin it. Total spoiler. Most of them get kicked off anyway because it's just like, what are you doing here?
Mm.
But they take you on this whole like personal growth story. But really what everyone wants to know is who ended up together. So these
spoiler
this couple,
alert, none of them did.
Yeah, well, this couple did, and like there was a whole Zoom reunion, and then a proposal, which was
that's right with
so
a plastic
awkward.
Ring. Anyway, we just totally pie faced anyone who hasn't watched it.
Sorry,
yet.
Guys. But you know what? Even if you haven't, do because
yeah.
It's like it's that good. You could go onto Instagram and find all of this out. We're just bringing it to you live.
Exactly, just bringing it to your attention.
Yeah, exactly.
The last thing I watched and I'm going to say this is a cautionary tale because I wasn't okay with it. We had to stop watching really serious, heavy stuff just because, you know, the current climate of the world, you don't want to be hearing the bad things. You don't want to be watching the true crime documentaries because it's just a lot of negative energy.
That's literally all it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So we decided to watch David Attenborough Dynasties.
Oh.
And I thought that I would be okay with this. And I thought that would lighten the mood a little bit. And bless my boyfriend, who's very patient. I cry a lot. And so sometimes... And so sometimes when I cry, I don't ever like people to see me cry. So I usually try and cry in private.
Mm.
I was lying on his chest as we were watching Attenborough Dynasty. And the first one we watched was about emperor penguins. And can I just say, they have a terrible life. They have a very bad life. And the footage that you see on David Attenborough documentaries is like baby animals dying and mothers abandoning their children in like snowstorms and stuff. And I was not coping. I was not dealing.
It's a lot.
But I wasn't loudly crying. But all of a sudden, he started to feel around his chest and he was like, why is there a big wet patch on my chest? And he looked down and I was like, penguins. And I was sobbing. And he was like, and because it was up really loud, like we have a projector with speakers in our house, so you wouldn't have been able to even hear my like,
oh my god.
And then I kind of came back from that one, not well, but I stopped like consistently crying. And we watched the second one about lions, but even that was like, just, I don't know. The lion prides are just animals are just so beautiful. And when you go as deep as David Attenborough does, I kind of get more sad to see bad things happening to animals sometimes than humans, because animals can't speak for themselves and they're so vulnerable.
I know, it's really sad, but it's amazing.
It is amazing.
To watch, like, classic me.
Fantastic. I actually saw David Attenborough live when he came to Brisbane. Yeah, it would have been like 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh,
him and Ray Munn did a show together. By a show,
iconic duos.
Right?
That is one right there. I'm like, shook by
here
that.
We are thinking we're one.
Yeah, wrong.
Spoiler, not at all.
Well, small circles.
Okay, what is your favourite thing to drink right now?
I think my favourite thing at the moment, consistently, is Burley Big Heads.
Oh.
I'm just, like, really down for them. They're a great session drink. I'm always good for a vodka lime soda, but I think, like, to start out, sometimes people look at me funny when my first order is a vodka lime soda.
Yeah.
Because most people are drinking a wine or a champagne.
Yeah.
That's just not my vibe. Yeah. So I'm all about just a nice, hearty, Burley Big Head.
I'm so glad that also you introduced them to me, because I've never been a huge beer drinker. I do love a dirty, like, Tui's Extra Dry or something on occasion, or a Corona on, like, a hot summer's afternoon. I do love the taste of beer, but Burley Big Heads, like, I could easily neck a six-pack and want more.
I easily did on the weekend. It was,
and I'm so proud,
like,
of you.
Water. But that is the problem.
It is the problem.
Like water, and it isn't cheap. So, but, like,
and it still leaves you feeling a bit bloated.
100%.
You know, yeah. It's so still beer. It's no carb beer, but it's still bubbly.
Yes. It's not a vodka lime soda.
No.
At all. But they're so good. It's a local, you know, Queensland brand. I feel good about that. The only thing I don't like is my boyfriend. Full stop. No. My boyfriend. My boyfriend loves them too.
So does mine.
You know, when
they're
there. So
if you buy a six pack, it lasts you not even a week.
Yeah. See, I usually just buy a carton because they're so expensive. Buy a six pack.
A carton is like $100 though.
Something like that.
That's a big outlay.
And I'm committed.
It's a big initial outlay.
Exactly.
Well.
Hence, I don't want to
share. But then if it's in the fridge, do you find that you'll just get home after work and be like, oh, I'm just going to have a beer?
Yes, I actually find that I send a text on my way home from work saying,
open the beer.
The beer in the freezer.
So it's crisp.
I'm on my way.
I love that for you.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm on my way.
Okay, David.
That's not a song. I just made it up. That was like a wimble. I'm on my way. Stop. You will never guess mine. This is an alcoholic beverage.
Is it? It is.
No, it's not.
Fruit juice? Water?
Water. Water.
I think that you... I've seen something.
Oh, maybe my God. Because OG listeners will know that I have been always been consistently bad at drinking water. I've just never been able to do it. I hate it. Don't like the taste of it. Don't like anything. So I probably have never experienced, like, proper hydration in my whole life, which is a problem for many reasons. One of them being I exercise a lot during the day and I'm probably not, you know, rehydrating accordingly. And it was in isolation, like the midway point of isolation. I had been given a water bottle from Leanne Ward Dietitian. And she trains you to drink 2 liters of water a day by... She has these water bottles on her website. This is not sponsored. This is just like a sick water bottle where it's 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 a.m. refill. So you drink 1 liter before lunch and then you refill it and then you drink another liter after lunch. And it just made it so easy and so quick when there's a water bottle next to you. You kind of almost do it in two goes. And so since then, I have had a minimum of 2 liters of water every day.
Wow.
Which is shocking. That I'm not even drinking Diet Coke anymore unless I'm super hungover. But I used to have a Diet Coke every day at lunchtime.
Yeah.
And I have to say, the skin thing is not a myth.
Yeah, I think
when
I said
you,
this to you.
Yeah, because I think last time I swear I wasn't wearing makeup.
Yeah.
Water. It's actually that easy.
I mean, I hate to say I told you so. So does everyone else on
everyone Earth. Listening.
Yeah.
Go-to dessert right now, and only because I know that you are just as much of a sweet tooth as I am, and you love a good dessert, and you are quite creative with your desserts.
So I'm actually glad that this is a question, because I was like, do I mention this drink when we talked about drinks? Because once I knew it wasn't alcohol...
Oh, it's a drink.
I actually have a drink.
A drink for dessert.
Yes, it's a drink for dessert, but it's paired with a chocolate as well. Because...
What is...
You know that saying in the taco ad? Why not have both?
Oh,
I don't know Mexican, what you're going with that. That's where I wanted to go with that. I wasn't going to embarrass myself by trying, you know? So, first step, one row of the Coconut Delight, Be Natural, you know, sugar-free chocolate.
Okay, so you're still on that. I went to a house for dinner, you made Halo Top in a little crystal cup with that sprinkled on top. So good to know that you're still about that chocolate.
I'm still on that. I've also got a new ice cream choice, but that's separate. That's more of a treat.
So do I.
Oh, my God.
I'll get to my next finish. We're so excited. Like, our feet are running.
Mainly because of the ice cream. Like, you said the I word. But it's the Botanica Blend Magical Mushrooms cacao-flavoured little hot chocolate thing.
Oh, my God.
Let me talk you through it. 2 teaspoons of that. Most people would probably just drink it with hot water. I'm not most people.
You drink it with almond milk?
I put, like, probably, I'm going to say 3/4 hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Then I fill it up with frothed almond milk. Then I put the chocolate sprinkles on top.
Oh, my God. Like from a coffee machine, like frothed almond
milk. Yes, so proper frothed almond milk. So good. So that was your little, like, roll of chocolate.
Yeah.
And you're sweet. It lasts.
Yes.
Because it's hot.
And so it's warm. And then that would put you in a good mood to go to bed.
Really... It also puts you in a bad mood at 3 a.m. when you need to go to the bathroom because you've had a hot drink before bed.
Yeah, so no more.
But that's, like...
Beside the point.
It's irrelevant. Matter. It's the least of my issues.
Yeah. See, I get you on the hot chocolate because, again, for as long as I've remembered... I've had a Jarra sachet at 3:30.
Right.
I love me some hot chocolate. And my mum used to give us that when we were little. Like, Jarra, I know, as bogan as it is, they always talk about it on Gath and Kim. It's always been a part of my life and a part of my diet. But my new dessert is...
Is this the ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay, great, go.
Fropro sticks.
Oh, okay.
They literally taste like a Magnum. So Fropro is protein ice cream, and you can get it in tubs, and the tubs are delicious.
My
boyfriend prefers the ice cream in the tub, so we have to get 2 lots. And because I used to work at Cold Rock, I froth it. I can't make anything. He does all the cooking, but I do dessert.
Obviously.
So I obviously go to town on his because I don't eat all the stuff that I put in his. But I put ice magic in his and, like, crushed up chocolate in his and, you know, sprinkles and cookies sometimes.
And then do you, like, hate him a little bit when he's eating it?
I always have a little bit, okay. But I have the Fropro stick. I just prefer the Fropro stick because... It's chocolate coated and it's thick chocolate. Like, you know how on a Magnum, when you bite into a Magnum, it's a thick layer.
I'm actually dying.
I'm honestly, I can't wait to go home because I know that I've got one in the freezer.
Oh, I'm so pissed off at you right now.
If you want to swing by, I can give you one.
Oh, thanks. Great. The things we do for ice cream, I could just go to the shops, you know. Well, just on the ice cream train, Pano Organics. The ice cream?
I took a photo of this today because so I saw, good. Literally walking through Coles, a Panna Organics stick, and it was a salted caramel stick.
Yeah, so I have the tub. Right. I haven't had the sticks, but they're so good. It's like, it's not low calorie or anything like that. It's high calorie delicious. And delicious, and it's heaven.
Calories don't count when they're in dessert. No. They honestly don't.
And, like, you pretty much just pee that out.
Exactly.
Right?
It's water-soluble sugar.
Something like that.
I also had the other day, because I'm just trying to branch out and try all the ice creams, I got a box of Skinny Cow sundaes.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah.
actually really nice, but they're too small.
Yeah.
Like, one's not enough.
No.
So you'd have two mixed with stuff, and then it's like I should have just gotten connoisseur.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Defeats the purpose.
Yeah. How many times in your life have you thought that?
Every time I've had Skinny Cow.
Pretty much, yeah.
last big splurge purchase. You made.
Ooh, big splurge. I have not splurged in so long, but I would say my boyfriend's 30th is coming up. So
yeah,
I'm splurging on that okay. for him at the moment.
Wow, so you're on yourself. That sucks.
Yeah, it's fucking lame. Who am I?
I don't know.
So there's a few gifting situations going on there, but we've hired a house for a weekend.
So
I've outlaid the money, and I'm actually waiting for those guests to pass it on. So, you know, if you're listening, I'll give you my bank account details. Slide into my DMs.
Crowdfund Lauren's boyfriend's
crowdfund
birthday.
His birthday. Crowdfund our life, because who knows if we'll even be able to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably the biggest splurge. Otherwise, I mean, this sounds even more shit, but we started paying rent. We moved from the Sunshine Coast.
Of course.
So now, like, the splurge factor, not there so much.
You're adjusting.
Yeah.
You're acclimatizing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no same.
What
no
about
more.
You?
Well, for a while there, I was only earning JobKeeper. So for me, Uber Eats was a splurge.
Yeah, right.
So
what was,
I've...
like, the splurgiest of splurges on Uber Eats?
Cheeky Poke Bowl.
Yeah, right.
Because I would get a Cheeky Poke Bowl, which is, like, $20. And then I would get a Nori Taco with salmon that was, like, another 10 or something.
Oh.
Then plus delivery, then plus... you know, whatever.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ended up being, you know, like $50 by the time it arrived. Worth it though. But now that I'm back at work full time, this is going to really surprise you. And I'm really excited to see your face, because I've made a very big fashion splurge.
Oh my God. That surprises
yeah.
me. Because you're not
no.
someone that drops a lot of money.
Because I used to drop way too much.
Yeah.
That's how I got entangled into the most horrific credit card debt. I invested in a pair of RMs.
What
yeah.
the fuck?
I know. And they are, like, my favourite thing that I own now.
Oh, they're great.
They're
like, they're
so
greatest.
Good. I think I was just so late to the party.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has them.
I don't.
My sister has them. I know, no, you don't. I can't actually imagine you in them. My sister has them. My boyfriend has two pairs.
Yeah.
All of my girlfriends that I was at this party with, like, last week was wearing them. And it's one of those things that until you notice them, you don't see that they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And then I tried on, because my boyfriend just bought a second pair. He had brown ones and he just bought black ones. And I tried them on. And because my problem with boots is, because I've got such big calves but skinny ankles,
yeah.
if a boot doesn't taper in at the ankle, I just look like I've got tree trunks for legs.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
these ones are just, I mean, they'd want to be nice for what you pay for them.
Yeah.
But they just taper in so nicely, and they're so comfortable, and they're just one of those things that you can wear
forever
with it. And I just love the look of, like, an RM boot with, like, a white flowy dress, you know,
yes,
like a bit of a boho
so
vibe kind of.
So cute.
So that's my vibe for summer.
I'm feeling like
stay tuned.
That's something that I'd like to get Dean for his
yeah.
birthday, now that you've said
that. It's actually
that.
A good 30th present.
Yeah, because they're fucking expensive.
They are.
Like, it's
they really
ridiculous.
Are. Get his family to pitch in.
Yeah, okay.
You're welcome.
1-800 Dean's GoFundMe for his 30th. This kid's getting, like, some serious gifting.
What is the last thing that made you cry, if you can remember, because you don't cry?
Fuck, that is
a confronting
hard.
Question.
Well,
it's hard
also
for me,
like,
too, because I go the other way.
Like, yeah.
Daily.
I mean, 4 years ago, what was I crying about? I think I have cried about something. I mean, I definitely cried. Oh, there was a TV show.
Mm.
Like, you know, just one that gets you. What's that one? I think we talked about it on here, about the young boys in New York who were wrongly accused of raping a woman in Central Park.
Oh, the five.
They were known as, like, the...
The something five?
Yeah.
Or the,
the,
yes. I know what you're talking about, but the name can't come to me.
Oh, it's called something like around the... Oh, I can't remember, but it got me. That was like last year, but I was hysterical.
Not even a pandemonium is enough to get you crying.
No, I don't
think so. Oh, no, a pandemic. Not even a pandemic is enough to get you across the line.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's probably it, really.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, sometimes I cry because, oh, actually, I did cry on the weekend, like, hysterical.
What?
Because we were playing Cards Against Humanity.
Okay.
It was so funny. Oh, I was funny. Like nearly vomiting. Okay. I was like laughing that hard.
Okay.
I just got one of those hands. I was a reader. Everything was like
so
beyond,
funny.
Beyond. I was dying. People were there looking at me like, are you okay? Everyone was like, I've never seen anyone laugh like this. And I had tears like rolling down my face.
Wow.
I know. I That's should a good have taken reason photos. To cry though. Yeah.
I should have taken a video. Mm. I can hear that. I can hear you when you laugh like that.
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, dynasties aside, we've already spoken about that.
Yeah.
It was a video that I saw on Facebook the other day that had been doing the rounds. And, oh God, I'm going to tear up even just thinking about it.
Oh my God, I can see it happening.
These parents telling their daughter that they were actually adopting her. They were her foster parents for a while. I'll see if I can find it and maybe put it in the show notes because it is just the most feel-good thing. That's I actually so took a video cute. Of myself after because I was sitting home alone. It's when I was still... I think I was working from home that day and I was sobbing, like howling. I couldn't get it together.
Oh my God.
But not because it was sad, because it was so happy.
Yeah.
And I actually felt so touched.
Oh, that's so nice.
And she was sobbing, they were sobbing, the brothers and sisters were sobbing, I was sobbing.
That's cute. Yeah. That's nice. Share that with me, share that with the
group. Share that with the world, share that with the group. What is your go-to pizza topping? Random, but only because we ordered pizza the other night. And it was just like, it gets a real debate going when you have to be in a group and you try and order pizza.
Pizza that you would order or pizza that I would make?
No, pizza that you would order.
Meat lovers. Barbecue meat lovers.
Wow. Thick or thin crust?
I would actually love if they'd do a half-half, but I think thin, just because that's who I am. But I love
a thick
when
crust.
I'm with someone who doesn't eat their crust.
Oh, that's what I do.
And I can have their thick crust.
I ate so much of other people's crusts, which in this COVID time is probably not a safe thing to do the other night for that reason. Who doesn't like crusts? The crust on bread too is also my favourite part.
Yeah, I love a bit
of
crust.
It's so good. Mm. Yeah.
So, so good.
See, my favourite used to be barbecue meat lovers with a thick crust because I like a thick crust better. But now I have changed and now it is what I used to despise when I was young, which is a Supreme.
Oh my God.
Because Supreme has all my favourite things. It's like olives, capsicum, pineapple.
That is such an adult order, isn't
I know.
Because your parents would always order Supreme. And you'd be like, who the fuck is ordering this shit? Like, you'd be so pissed at them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, your ham and cheese was there. You know?
Oh, I would still order ham and cheese.
It's a pretty good,
a Hawaiian
solid go-to.
With pineapple. Like Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, that is Hawaiian.
Oh, ham, cheese and pineapple though. You missed the pineapple.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mmm, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
I wrote this question, but I don't have an answer for it.
Okay.
It's the last one.
Okay.
What song would most accurately describe your life right now?
I mean, like, today? Is there a song that's just called Fucked?
Well, if it's today, is there a song that's just called Stop?
Stop right
Go away.
Now. Thank you very much.
I need somebody without a human touch. Like, get away from me.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my vibe today.
Minute touch.
No, I really... Well, I can't top that. You've just gone and social distanced the Spice Girls, and that is a mic drop if I've ever heard one before.
Look, I do what I can. I bring what I can to this podcast.
And that's noble of you.
Maybe
after a day like
Gnarls Barkley crazy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They think I'm crazy.
Well, what about that, fuck you and a fucker too.
Yeah, that's good.
If I was richer, I'd still be with...
Not really. No. I'd be even more by myself than I am right now.
I think it's time to get an ice cream.
Okay, great. Perfect. Sold.
Bye.
Bye. Don't you second guess me.
Confessions of a train wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello, do it now. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review. See you again next week for Trainwreck Tuesday.